From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. Defense Secretary says the United States will need more troops in Iraq and Syria to defeat Islamic State. Speaking Friday at a special session of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Defense Secretary Ash Carter called for continued U.S. boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria. He added that U.S. allies will need to contribute more to the fight.
We have a very specific plan, and if you think about it in World War II newsreel terms, you know, in arrows on maps, you should be thinking of an arrow going to Mosul, capturing Mosul, and an arrow going to Raqqa in Syria and capturing Raqqa, the so-called capital.
The defense secretary said that rooting out Islamic State in Iraq and Syria remains a top priority, as well as defeating IS operatives in the United States and other countries. The United States is asking world powers and corporations to expand their efforts to help those affected by the global refugee crisis. Secretary of State John Kerry urged leaders attending the World Economic Forum in Switzerland to support efforts to double the global number of refugees who are resettled.
Now, the private sector, civil society, religious organizations will also be called on to help integrate refugees into host communities socially, academically, and through access to employment.
Kerry's appeal came on a day when at least 46 people drowned when two smuggling boats sank off the coast of Greece. At least 800 people have died or vanished in the Aegean Sea since the start of 2015. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.